Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Monday, October 30th, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio this morning, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, including out of San Juan County, where there's been a couple of rescues from the San Juan County Search and Rescue over the weekend. Search and Rescue called out to a generic crack climbing route in Indian Creek for a man who slipped while climbing. That caused his knee to get stuck in that crack. The man became stuck around 8 p.m. His climbing partner tried to free him to no avail, but they made a call to Search and Rescue to assist. The team arrived and decided Classic Air Medical was needed to fly members to the top of the cliff so they could rappel down to the stuck man. After several hours trying to free him, when there was a call made to Grand County Search and Rescue for more manpower, and with their help, the man was free and on the ground safely after being stuck on the wall for about 12 hours. Only suffered minor injuries, but kind of wild rescue there in San Juan County. They also had another rescue. That's a different one. But pretty wild event there.
Yeah, it really was. You know, he got stuck at 8 o'clock at night, so it was already dark, and spent that night up on the cliff with his knee stuck in the crack. Quite a remarkable search and rescue, and got pretty complicated there. Needed helicopters, and of course the crew at Grand County to come and help out, and it was just really delightful to get to the end of that release and see that he wasn't injured and no long-term injury, because I imagine it got pretty cold up there.
Yeah, yeah. And I bet his knee will be sore, maybe. Yeah. But, pretty wild. And interesting timing, too. I think last morning's show, Bill, you were talking about someone's birthday.
Yeah, it was Aaron Ralston's birthday on Friday, the climber who got stuck. His arm got stuck, and it had a little bit of a different ending.
Yeah, yeah, man had to cut off his arm, and of course there's a movie made about it. So that happened right here in the Red Rock country.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was just outside. Was it in Grand County?
No, it was in Indian Creek Canyon.
I mean the movie.
Yes, yeah, it's Blue John Canyon, which is north of Moab, but you know, of course, in this incredible Red Rock Canyon country, it drains the Colorado River, but. I don't think James Franco is going to play the movie from this weekend.
But, yeah, luckily.
Yeah.
So.
It's a happy ending.
Yeah, yeah. So good work there.
Got to hand it to them.
Yeah. Yep. They needed to get it done, and they did. So. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some other news. Utah Navajo Commission met earlier in the month in Dana Hotso, where they had a couple of different items that they talked about and did, including appointing Council Delegate Curtis Yanito as the chairperson of that commission, with Tisnos Post Chapter Kenny Victor as the vice chair. After accepting the appointment, Yanito spoke about priorities for the commission. First listed is an ask to see water rights issues brought up every month with the Navajo-Utah Water Rights Settlement. That settlement, of course, was finalized in May 2022 between the Navajo Nation, the state of Utah, and the federal government, and recognizes an annual water right of 81,500 acre-feet from Utah's allocation of the Colorado River Basin, including water from the San Juan River. In addition, the agreement includes over $215 million in funds for the creation of water infrastructure for Utah Navajo. Several hurdles are in the way before federal funds can be spent, including the conclusion of adjudication process. At the meeting, Yanito said, "We need an update to this every month." He said, "We'd like to see local leadership involved, farmers, ranchers, local government chapters, district grazing committees, and so forth." Yanito highlighted other priorities, including an emergency management plan with an emphasis on communication infrastructure such as cell towers. He also raised health concerns related to oil fields and uranium contamination in the Utah Navajo Strip. Another public health safety concern for Yanito were roads. Vice Chair Kenny Victor shared his priorities, including that basic housing for residents, as some are inadequate, He also expressed hope to see collaboration between schools and Indian Health Services to talk about hazards, including transfer of dangerous materials on highways. Another key for Victor is fire protection for residents, noting that insurance premiums are steep without quick responding fire agencies throughout much of the Navajo-Utah Strip. At that meeting, members of the commission heard several other reports as well, including from San Juan Public Health Director Grant Sonata, heard a report from San Juan County Commissioner Jamie Harvey as well, and a couple of other updates, including an update on the American Rescue Plan Act projects in Navajo-Utah chapters. You can read about that in that report in full in the latest edition of the San Juan Record.
Boy, that is going to be something. That water rights settlement has a potential to significantly impact the lives of people in the Utah portion of the Navajo Nation, and that's good. It should be on the monthly agenda and will be an ongoing story that I'm looking forward to seeing how it works.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and again, it's one of those things that, you know, that it was work for decades to get the settlement, and now it's, okay, how do you allocate that water, and how do you, you know, fund infrastructure?
How do you develop that water? Mm-hmm. You know, we've had some pretty dry times recently, and...
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be really interesting to see, yeah, how that moves forward, and you know, again, picking projects, you know, is going to be a big, you know, how do you decide what you're going to do first, and again, all of that, they're waiting on the end of the adjudication process as well, so you know, there's still that in the way, but yeah, very very interesting process over there on the Navajo Nation. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way this morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, October 30th, 2023, 9:19 a.m. on this Monday morning. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. A quick word from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? We've got some other news throughout the Red Rock listening area. Spooky news for you if you were planning to drive up the Moki Dugway tomorrow. It's going to be closed for about 10 hours. That closure is planned to last from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. for paving at the base of the switchbacks. Closure will ensure there's enough space to work safely and to truck in the necessary paving materials. It'll be a completion of a Utah Department of Transportation project that paves about 30 miles of road near Valley of the Gods, including State Routes 261, 316, as well as Highway 163. Additionally, the Comwash Bridge on Highway 163 is restricted to a single lane while deck repairs are performed as part of the project. A traffic signal provides alternating one-way passage. Public is encouraged to visit UDOT's traffic website for updates. But once again, there's going to be a 10-hour closure starting at 7 a.m. of the Moki Dugway, and that's planned for tomorrow. So don't go up the Moki Dugway for Halloween. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, just a reminder, event coming up this weekend, the San Juan County Economic Development and Visitor Services is hosting a business base camp conference. It's going to be this Friday at the USU Arts and Events Center in Blanding from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's geared toward local businesses, owners, and operators to connect them, entrepreneurs, and those in startup phases with the education and financial resources they need. They'll be talking about a bunch of different items, including funding and grants, accounting, leadership, marketing, and more. So you can find out more and register online through San Juan County's website. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there'll be funeral services this morning beginning at 10. Excuse me.
Sorry, I'll give Bill just a break here. Again, it's cold and flu season, so we're all getting over that.
Oh,
you good, Bill?
Man, yeah, I'm sorry. So funeral services for Nelson Billy, age 79, of Cortez, begin at 10 a.m. this morning at the Ertel Funeral Home in Cortez. Funeral services for Harold Lyman, age 92, of Blanding, are Friday at noon at the San Juan Mortuary in Blanding. There'll be a viewing from 10 to 11:30 before the funeral. Harold, 92 years old, he has been a standard for the community of Blanding in the area for him, 92 years. Leroy Cosper, a longtime resident of Montezuma County, passed away in September. There'll be a celebration of life on his birthday on November 8th at his ranch in Weatherford, Texas. Donna Alice Wright of Cortez also passed away in September. There'll be a celebration of life service for Donna at Goodman Point Cemetery on November 11th. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for that, Bill. And once again, our condolences to those families at this time. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another break and be back with more news and happenings.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear Giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's 9:26 a.m. on this Monday morning, this Monday, October 30th.
And that love song was the number one song in the country in 1978, 45 years ago today. You Needed Me by Ann Murray. Also today in history, on October 30th, 1974, Muhammad Ali knocked out George Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle. Yeah, fight took place in Kinshasa, Zaire. It started at 4 a.m. local time, so it could be broadcast live in the U.S. Just this incredible fight. Ali won by inventing the rope-a-dope strategy. He started the first round. He hit Foreman hard a few times and then just kind of retreated in his corner, laid on the ropes. Had the ropes were a little bit looser than normal, so he could lean back into the ropes, and Foreman just punched his arms, basically. Couldn't get, he was covered up, punched himself out for several rounds. After Foreman had worn out, then Ali knocked him out in the eighth round. But it was an incredible fight. I mean, what an incredible time. But yeah, rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali was a marketing genius in addition to being a great boxer. But there's a movie on Netflix right now, a movie about George Foreman that's pretty good stuff. But So that was 1974, the Rumble in the Jungle. October 30th, 2003, a recently graduated high school senior by the name of LeBron James made his debut in the NBA. So that was 20 years ago today. He averaged 25 points a game in his first month as a pro right out of high school, so pretty incredible. It's National Checklist Day. I didn't know this. I would think that checklists have been around forever. Alexander the Great probably had a checklist or, you know, whatever. But checklists were invented in the 1930s by aviation authorities after a Boeing plane crashed, and they realized that pilots, their work was so complex they couldn't it was challenging to do everything by memory, so they created a checklist. So today's National Checklist Day. Checklists can really be awesome. I'm afraid I spend so much time making my checklist that it's so big that I'm just overwhelmed. And so what did you get done today? Well, I made a checklist. Didn't get anything off.
You can mark that one off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing I check off is making the list. It's also National Candy Corn Day today. Candy corn was invented in 1898. It became very popular as a Halloween candy because of its colors, and, you know, it's a nice fall color palette. May not be popular with everyone. I know some people just hate candy corn, but they make 35 million pounds of candy corn every year.
Wow.
So someone's eating that candy.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's interesting they have it on October 30th and not the 31st. They just want to get their name out there. They need to buy it.
These days, the last week or so, there's been, you know, Black Cat Day and Buy Yourself a Costume Day or whatever. But today is National Candy Corn Day. Another thing's kind of morbid, but this is probably a pretty good idea. It's Create a Great Funeral Day. It was a woman back in the 80s. Her husband died unexpectedly, and she was just completely overwhelmed with planning an unexpected funeral. And so afterwards, she said, well, we need a day to sit down and plan our own funeral and for family members. So let people know how you want to be sent off. So it's kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. The heat of the moment is pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
So birthdays today. Slick Grace, lead singer for Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship and Starship. They kept changing their name. Is 84 years old today. She was one of the first female rock stars. President John Adams was born today in 1735. He died on the 4th of July, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. That's pretty cool. And even add to it, it was the same day that Thomas Jefferson passed away. John Adams' last words were, "Jefferson lives," even though Jefferson had passed away in Monticello, several hundred miles away earlier in the day, but kind of cool. Henry Winkler is 78 years old today. He was the Fonz in Happy Days. Lots of other shows. He plays Barry Zuckerkorn in Arrested Development. Works for the Robert Lobb Law Firm, also known as Bob Lobb Lobb. Heisman Trophy winner Ty Detmer is 56 years old today. Local birthdays for Aspen English and Cindy Cadenhead. We just had weekend birthdays for a bunch of people, including the 95th birthday of Dean Randall. Tanya Lowry, Colby Draper, Mercedes Wilcox, Camry Langston, Cade Somerville, Lucas Hatch, Justin Begay, Doug Hall, and Mary Bay Leishman. That's quite a weekend of birthdays.
Yeah, I've got some birthdays today, too. Jenna Sanders, Vanessa Torgerson, and Donovan Atwood.
Wow, that's a good list. So, yeah. Happy birthday to you all. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a great birthday. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Quick word from our sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Speaking of employers, we have the on-air job fair up next, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov under the About tab today.
LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. Must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and med card, $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com.
Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley. located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
October is Fire Safety Month. Find useful savings to get your home prepared right now at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Buy two, get one free on select fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide alarms. Get 25% off any item up to $50 with the coupon in this month's flyer. And of course, save big on Halloween decorations and accessories. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Win tickets to see Las Vegas versus Kansas City at the Ute Mountain Casino Hotel. Earn entries starting October 15th and ending November 5th. Place a sports wager of $10 or more for an entry. Or, if you're a slots or table games player, you can earn entries simply by playing your favorite game. Drawing will take place on November 5th for NFL merchandise and a set of 4 tickets to see Las Vegas and Kansas City. Play on November 26th at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
Did you know 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime? Did you know getting a mammogram decreases the risk of dying from breast cancer by 33%? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding is committed to making this one the most successful ever. Right now through the month of October, get a 3D mammogram for just $99. You'll receive a free gift and an entry in a grand prize drawing. Blue Mountain Hospital is passionate about keeping the women of our community safe and healthy. Call 435-678-3993 to make your appointment today.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. The two-time defending champion San Juan football team crushed Judge Memorial 68-0 in the 2A Utah State quarterfinals in Blanding Friday. It's the Broncos' state-leading 35th win in a row, and they advance to the semifinals for the third year in a row, where they'll face a rejuvenated Summit Academy team that won in a barn burner over Emory. In the eight-man quarterfinals, Monticello beat Monument Valley 60-14 and will face an Altamont squad that put up 92 points on St. Joseph. And Whitehorse's season came to a close with a 26-0 loss at Water Canyon. In Utah State volleyball tournaments over the weekend, the Monticello Lady Buckaroos finished fifth in the 1A with wins over Wayne, Paiute, and Manila. Their only loss came in a hard-fought battle with eventual runner-up Rich. In the 2A tournament, San Juan fell just shy of fifth place with a loss to Enterprise in the fifth place match. The Lady Broncos beat Wasatch Academy and St. Joseph and lost to Parowan, who ultimately won the state championship. And back to the 1A tourney, Monument Valley beat Tinnick but lost to Wendover and Manila to bring their season to a close. Green River also beat Tinnick with losses against Wendover and Valley. Colorado football teams closed out regular seasons over the weekend. Mancos demolished Norwood 64-0 to finish with an 8-1 record, ranked number one in the eight-man standings. Dove Creek beat Sargent 50-8 to move up to fifth with a 7-2 record. They'll begin their state tournament this weekend. Mancos will host number 16 Fowler, and Dove Creek will host number 12 Vale Christian. Montezuma Cortez lost to Delta 48-0, and Dolores suffered a 58-8 loss at Sanford. Montezuma Cortez, Dolores, and Norwood did not qualify for state. Colorado volleyball teams also closed out their regular seasons with a couple tournaments. At Buena Vista, Mancos was 3-1 with wins over Colorado Springs School, Highland, and La Junta. The Lady Blue Jays closed the year with an impressive 21-2 record, ranked fourth in the 2A. Nucla was also at the Buena Vista tournament and finished with a 1-3 record, their win coming against South Park. Montezuma Cortez went 1-3 at the Steel City Spike tournament in Pueblo with a win over Pueblo South. And Dove Creek swept Ridgeway to close out their regular season with a 21-2 record, ranked 7th in the 1A. Colorado State volleyball tournaments begin this weekend. Stay tuned right here for details. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Quick word from a sponsor. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. It's Monday, October 30th, 2023, 9:43 a.m. Yeah, what a busy weekend of local high school sports, Bill.
Yeah, and professional sports, too. We're in the sweet spot right now. Boy, what a week.
Yeah.
State tournaments for high school sports. Mm-hmm. Colorado high school football in particular just wrapping up the regular season, starting the playoffs coming up, and a little bit of football and baseball and basketball.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. Very good. Let's take a look at some of those professional leagues with regional teams. In the National Football League, Denver, for the first time in 16 games, I believe it was, beat the Kansas City Chiefs, their division foe, 24-9, game in Denver, and the Broncos getting the win there. congratulations to Denver. Elsewhere in the area, the Arizona Cardinals lost to the Baltimore Ravens 31-24. That game was in Glendale, but pretty close for as good as Baltimore is. Looking elsewhere to the NBA over the weekend, had a couple of different games going on. Denver was in Memphis on Friday, and the Nuggets getting the win there. And Denver also played on Sunday in Oklahoma City and demolished the Thunder on Sunday. Taking a look elsewhere, the Utah Jazz hosting the Clippers. They got a two-point win on Friday, and the Jazz were in Phoenix on Saturday. The Suns getting the win 126-104 for the Suns. Looking to NBA action tonight, the Utah Jazz are in Denver taking on the Nuggets tonight at 7 o'clock. And then finally, of course, the biggest show going on right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks are in the World Series. And they lost Game 1, 6-5, close one, and then blew out the Rangers in Game 2. Game 3 is upcoming tonight at 6 o'clock.
Oh, it's going to be great, too. Really, it's great time. I can't figure out the NFL, though, David. Arizona has only won one game all year, but it was over Dallas, who was, you know, on the top of the list at that time. Yeah. And then it seems like 2 weeks ago, Denver was counted out as, you know, they're never going to win a game. They played Chicago in the battle of the two worst teams in the NFL. That was just a little while ago, and here they defeat the defending Super Bowl champions yesterday. It's crazy.
Yeah. I feel like the NFL in particular, it's one of those leagues. There's just a lot of parity. There's not a huge gap, at least one game between the teams, which makes it fun, I guess.
Yeah. But, yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
We thought the 49ers were on a roll. They've lost three in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really really bizarre. It's something you'll see in NFL, you know, teams that are really bad can get wins. Carolina got a win for the first time yesterday too.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I mean, I don't know. It's something you don't see as much in college football. Man, if Alabama's, you know, better than team B, they're going to beat them down pretty good, but it's a lot more parity in the NFL, I guess.
Well, and then a parity in a league that only plays 17, 18 games, too. That's the thing. You lose a baseball game, there's 161 other games coming up. It's not that big of a deal. And in basketball, you lose a game, there's 81 other games in the season. But losing a game in such a brief season like the NFL is, I don't know. It's just very, very interesting to me.
Yeah.
I think the best record is 6-2 right now.
Yeah, I'm
in the entire league.
Yeah.
Every team has lost at least a couple of games.
Yep, yeah.
I may be wrong on that, but I don't think so.
Well, we're going to have to fact check it and bring it to you tomorrow. Get you that info. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. That'll do it for the sports report and with it this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.